Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Happy Monday. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show right here on 97.1 FM Talk. It's great to be with you on a somewhat gloomy Monday day. It really looks like Monday outside. It's Monday all over the place outside.
Yeah, let's just own it.
Yeah, it is what it is. There's no green leaves on the trees. There's brown leaves on the ground. It's gray. I don't see any evidence of the sun anywhere, and the Judiciary Committee is going to resume hearings shortly.
Would you say that there are green leaves in our hearts, though?
No.
Okay.
Not healthily.
Is there shrubbery in our hearts?
We'll have to unpack that in a little bit. So the impeachment inquiry resumed today with hearings taking place with the Judiciary. It got off to quite a boisterous start. There was a protester this morning that came out in support of Trump, said Trump is innocent, attacked Jerry Nadler, who's in the chairman of this Judiciary Committee. Lots of confusion about what should be happening or shouldn't be happening. And I would say at this point in time, nothing new. No new information for the American public to consume as we move closer and closer and closer to the impeachment of a duly elected president on party lines. That's the case. That's the state of affairs right now as far as impeachment goes. But there will be more hearings and more and more. So let's put that on the back shelf right now because we just got the IG report came out today. Inspector General Horowitz looked into the FISA application process going into the Russia investigation, into the president and his activities, and how those FISA warrants were obtained. And the IG report has had a lot to say. We just spoke with Hans von Spakovsky, who said that he does believe this IG report was a bombshell. And if you missed it, I'd encourage you to go subscribe to the Annie Fry Show podcast at radio.com, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. Now we have the president speaking. The president reacted from what kind of appeared to be a cabinet meeting, was it, in the White House? So the president speaking on this issue just a few moments ago. Let's listen in to what he had to say.
Thank you very much. The IG report just came out, and I was just briefed on it, and it's a disgrace what's happened with respect to the things that were done to our country. It should never again happen to another president. It is incredible, far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse. So I'm going to get some very detailed briefings, but it's a very sad day when I see that. Very sad day when a lot of people see that. They had known nothing. It was concocted. And you say what you want. That was a probably something that's never happened in the history of our country. Pam Bondi, I think you were able to look at some of the report and can address a little bit of it very well. If you might say a few words, I'd like to ask Kellyanne. I know you looked at it also. Please.
Sure, President. You know, so many of us who are career law enforcement today are outraged. And I think the American people really should be terrified that this could happen to you when we're supposed to live in a society of integrity and honesty. And this happened to the president, not just to the president. You know, this should be a good day, but it's not. It's a horrible day for the country that this could happen to the president of the United States, that they could fabricate, falsify emails, lie, and omit exculpatory evidence in order to continue this witch hunt against the president of the United States. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Now we have the Durham investigation.
Thank you very much. Kellyanne, please.
Mr. President, thank you. I was the campaign manager during that time, and I would ask a simple question. Why no defensive briefing? Why not contact the Trump campaign? Why not contact candidate Trump or Governor Pence or Governor Christie, who at the time was arranging for the intelligence briefings for candidate Trump and was a public servant, a government official at that time as governor of New Jersey, with a full intelligence security clearance to receive that type of information. So you can't blame people for feeling that it was unfair and that the fix was in. And to think that perhaps people lied and spied and tried to subvert democracy just because they wanted someone else to win or just because they have a different political point of view, that is not the way the world's greatest democracy has been formed and can survive at a time such as this. I will just repeat something that Attorney General Barr said today, Mr. President, that this was an intrusive investigation of a U.S. presidential campaign on the thinnest of suspicions. And that is chilling language for any of us who want our government to work for us and not against us. I only wish they had come and informed us, Mr. President, and we could have had the knowledge and the wherewithal to act at that time and not put the taxpayers through two-plus protracted years of nonsense. Thank you, sir.
Well, they fabricated evidence and they lied to the courts and they did all sorts of things to have it go their way. And this was something that we can never allow to happen again. The report actually, and especially when you look into it and the details of the report, are far worse than anything I would have even imagined. What they were doing and what they would have done if I didn't make a certain move that was a very important move, because it would have been even worse, if that's possible. And they might have been able to succeed. This was an overthrow of government. This was an attempted overthrow. And a lot of people were in on it. And they got caught. They got caught red-handed. And I look forward to the Durham report, which is coming out in the not-too-distant future. He's got his own information, which is this information plus, plus, plus. And it's an incredible thing that happened, and we're lucky we caught him. I think I'm going to put this down as one of our great achievements, because what we found and what we saw, never, ever should this happen again in our country. All right, with that, today we gather to discuss the urgent national priority that we've been working on so long and so hard, expanding educational freedom through school choice so that every American child can get a great education.
So the president speaking from the White House says they do have business to attend to. Isn't it funny how there's actually still business to attend to in Washington, D.C.?
There are things happening.
Something about education. We found out today there's potentially an agreement that's been arrived at, worst sentence of the day, except for the pointy brain one.
Yeah, it's off the point of your head.
It's a really banner day for the English language and this show, but the idea that there is an agreement being reached over passing USMCA, that'd be a huge deal right before Christmas. Good thing that the Democrats are feeling a little bit pressure about how poorly these impeachment hearings are going. All you got to do is look at the numbers, right? Is there any poll anywhere that indicates the Democrats should just go all in on this?
No. If as at best nationally, they're flat. For the most part, though, they've been trending the wrong way, and especially in swing states, as we've mentioned a few times.
Mm-hmm. Which is what matters.
That's what matters, especially Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and those are the three states they say that this thing has really gone south for the Democrats in as far as polls go.
We've talked about how Florida and Ohio, in my formative years of paying attention to politics, specifically the 2000 election, I was a junior in high school. It's where I really found myself infatuated with the purpose of government and the fact that that our government does have a purpose. And it is an amazing, amazing thing that we have created this new way of doing business in the United States and been able to adhere to it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And that we really do choose one of us. And we're like, you are the person, you're the man, you're the woman, and we trust you to lead this. And the reason we can say that is because we still reign supreme as the American people. And I really grew to understand that during the Gore and Bush campaign, because I had an American history teacher, my junior year of high school, who made us debate. And he split the American history class into two groups. And one of us was supposed to learn the Bush campaign and one of us was supposed to learn the Gore campaign. And then he chose two of us. I was one of them and a friend of mine was another. And we were supposed to debate in front of all of the local grade schools our side of the issues, but we weren't allowed to. I wasn't allowed to say that I was representing George Bush's policies. And my opponent, she was not allowed to say that she was representing Gore's policies. So they'd ask questions about, what do you think about education? What do you think about health care? What do you think about taxes? So on and so forth. And we would have to answer according to that candidate's response, because we would have to know it. And then they took a vote, which is interesting because it was among a bunch of Lutheran schools, because I went to a Lutheran high school and a bunch of the Lutheran schools in the area participated in that. And, you know, I would generally say that you're going to have more people lean to the right in a parochial school environment. You talk about abortion. A lot of people, thank God, lean to the right on that position. So if you talk about that issue, it can be kind of one of those buzz things that pulls people into the Republican side. But I had to investigate why George Bush said the things he said. I wasn't just, well, who's the Republican in the race? I'll vote for him. What is a Republican? And the answer to that question in 2000 and the answer to that question going into 2020 is a different answer. And it should always continue to evolve. But to think that we have created this version of government where we do get to have one of us go do that thing for a limited amount of time and then hand it over to somebody else peacefully is a very important thing. And in my short lifetime of 35 years, I've never seen I've never seen anyone not just blatantly not accept the fact that a man won the position that he won. And the from day one, from November, what was it? November 8th was Election Day. November 9th, that morning, we had celebrities and pundits and people pushing and pushing and pushing, begging the electors not to do what their voters in their states voted for them to do. And there was this understanding that these people said, you need to do the right thing here. Says who? Says some celebrity in Hollywood? Says Robert De Niro? Says some, what's her name? Deborah Messing? Grace? Give me a break. Like, you have a voice and an appearance that people immediately recognize, and that automatically makes you, your opinion, more valuable than somebody in Fenton or in Alton or in Bethalto or in Florissant. Give me a break on that. That's not the way we work here. We need to focus on that. We need to get better on that. And this impeachment inquiry has really turned that on its head. We're going to take a quick break here. I'm going to make a pretty exciting announcement when we come back. Let's see here. Yeah, we're going to have a special guest. I'm not even going to tell you who she is, but it's exciting and it involves you. Did you know that it involves you? I've got some plans for you. Stick around and I'll tell you what that announcement is when we come back. And, you know, I'm just saying, stick around. Don't go anywhere in this break. Stick around. We've got something else for you. Stay here. We'll be back in just a minute.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If you need a party that you think you need to fit in, wow, look at that radio stuff right there. Is this... This is Ed Sheeran, right?
This is Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber.
But Bieber comes in later. Mm-hmm. I want to be hip with the kids.
Yep.
Like you, Katie. Because you're...
I know my stuff.
You're getting closer to 30.
I am. Oh, God. I am. 30, flirty, and thriving.
Is that what they say? I think I missed that boat.
You guys know that movie, don't you? What is it? You know, that one movie that says that.
No. Well, we have an exciting Annie Fry show announcement, and I'm going to bring my guest on right now to talk to you about this. Mindy Ruckman is the legislative analyst at Illinois Policy Institute. Mindy, it's great to talk to you today.
Annie, thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, anytime someone wants to talk about being at a party and fitting in, I think that the we've partnered with Illinois Policy here, and the announcement that we haven't talked about at all yet is a pretty exciting one for those folks that are in the Annie Fry Show audience that might enjoy a little bit of Christmas cheer with some fellow friendly Illinois taxpayers. I'll let you do the honors here. You can announce what we're going to do.
Yeah, so, well, what a great introduction, because who doesn't want a bunch of holiday cheer?
Absolutely.
So, at Illinois Policy, I'm actually really excited to be the one to announce this. We are throwing a party for our Lincoln lobbyists and our faithful followers for us and for you guys. So, over the past year, it's been busy, crazy, in good ways, in many ways. And so, Lincoln lobbyists have been diligent in following us, contacting their lawmakers, signing petitions, writing op-eds, doing all the things that good citizen activists do. So we want to give back to people in the best way we know how, through a party.
Yes.
Now, of course, the important parts of this is that there's going to be free hors d'oeuvres and an open bar. So you have us right there, right?
Yeah, because involving the tax implication that many Illinois residents are under, that warrants an open bar with fellow Lincoln lobbyists. I absolutely love it.
100%. So we're going to be hosting this. Our staff will be there, excited to meet people. The cost is only going to be $5 to attend. However, if people are unable to pay that, we don't want money to get in the way because, like I said, we want to party with everyone. People are welcome to message us if they're unable to pay that $5. But there is a way to sign up for this. You can check out our page at Illinois Policy. You can also check out the Lincoln Lobby page on Facebook, and we actually have like an Eventbrite that people can go and sign up for it. So it's going to be exciting. The event. Have you announced the event yet? Or
is it. This is the first we've talked about it. I wanted to be able to do it with you because the partnership. I will say I've been on the air since I was doing Saturdays on my own. That started in 2016. And my partnership with the Illinois Policy Institute has gone back before I was doing middays. And the work that you guys do there has been very valuable to me as an Illinois resident working in St. Louis, because we're very underserved on the Illinois side of the river when it comes to smart fiscal responsibility. And there is such a need for the discussion that partnering with the Illinois Policy Institute has been very therapeutic for me. I'm so glad I get to take it to the listeners. And then Illinois Policy created this Lincoln Lobby, which is exactly the place that people are, it's what people are asking for. Where can we go? What do we need to know? Where do we need to be? The Lincoln Lobby on Facebook answers like all of those questions. So to be able to give this party back in partnership with the Illinois Policy Institute and the Lincoln Lobby to the listeners of this show and this station is just really valuable to me. So I wanted to make sure that you had the opportunity to announce it and give us the details. Where do people, what time do they need to put on their calendar?
Party is going to happen next week, Thursday, December 19th. It's going to be from 6:30 to 9:30, and the location is going to be at the Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville.
Yeah. Super easy to get to, right off of 5570 at 159 from downtown. Even if you are somebody who loves an Illinois resident and you want to be more informed, certainly both sides of the river are welcome. But it's just going to be really great to be with like-minded people who care about their home, the state of Illinois.
Absolutely. And I can speak on behalf of our staff. We're really looking forward to connecting in person with the people that we've been talking through and working alongside via social media over the past year. We personally are very looking forward to and excited for this event.
So, Mindy, can you tell me a little bit about the Lincoln Lobby, Illinois Policy Institute, and Southern Illinois? Specifically, I don't know how narrow you can get here, but the activism and the concern that has come, because you're stationed in Chicago, you're stationed in Springfield. And I think in some ways, this Metro East area in Southern Illinois is one of the strongholds for fiscal responsibility, or at least the mindset of it, for the state of Illinois. What can you say to those listeners who are in the Lincoln Lobby here in Southern Illinois, or maybe people who haven't signed up yet, the value that these people hold in trying to get Illinois back on the right track?
Well, the Lincoln Lobby is it's the term that we've used to describe our grassroots game. And so it's actually a closed Facebook group of over 13,000 like-minded people on Facebook. People can join. And on that Facebook group, we share, it's kind of two ways. We from Illinois Policy pump out information to them. Lincoln lobbyists are usually the first people who find out something when news breaks, or to get an inside look at things happening in state government. And then it's a place where the members, the 13,000 members, can also communicate with one another and share their thoughts on Illinois politics and happenings across the state. So it's a great resource for information and also for connecting with other like-minded people.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I have found, and I have people commenting to me as well here in Southern Illinois that have participated, and it's almost therapeutic for them to see that this issue doesn't just exist for, you know, folks in the Metro East who feel that they're being oppressed by the tax situation in the state of Illinois. The people down here are actively seeking out that place, and they're joined by folks all across the state.
Absolutely. And Southern Illinois matters. I know we hear a lot about Chicago and how important Chicago is, but I can tell you firsthand that our General Assembly, our state government, is comprised of people from all across the state, not just Chicago. And the Lincoln Lobby has provided an outlet for people in Southern Illinois and people in the Metro East area to have an impact in what their government does. So through the Lincoln Lobby, people have prompted and put out information so that people can be educated, can call their lawmakers directly, can write op-eds for the people around them. And these are all things that they have an impact. So my job at Illinois Policy, I'm actually one of our lobbyists here in Springfield, so I talk to lawmakers almost daily during legislative session time. And they know that Lincoln Lobby exists. I hear from lawmakers all the time who are getting calls from their district office, from their constituents, on a whole wide range of issues. So they're heard. My favorite thing from the Lincoln Lobby, and I think you guys will laugh at this, I've actually been over at the State House, the Capitol. I walked by a lawmaker's office, and they took their phone off the hook because so many Lincoln lobbyists were calling them on an issue.
Yeah.
That has an impact.
That's real power, and being able to expand that in this way, but also to just get together and meet some other faces and start some conversations that might lead to something else down here in Southern Illinois, I think is a great, great thing. So I want to just kind of reiterate here, it's the Lincoln Lobby Christmas party. I will be there. Katie, are you going to be there? She's giving me the thumbs up in the affirmative. Ryan, are you going to be able to come?
Oh, yeah. When I hear the word party, I think Illinois Policy.
That's what we all do, right? So it's Thursday, December 19th. So it's not this Thursday, but the next. 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville. Go on to Facebook and check out out the event that is there. It'll link you to the Eventbrite place where it's $5 for tickets. But just like Mindy was saying, if $5 tickets causes you to not be able to come, reach out to the Lincoln Lobby, to Illinois Policy, and they will work on making it so that you can come. Don't want it to be cost prohibitive, as Mindy said there. I'm so excited, Mindy. I really, really appreciate you reaching out to us and working together to make this opportunity for Southern Illinoisans available to them in Collinsville.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you and to meeting all the Lincoln Lobbyists down there in the area.
Absolutely. And if you are not a member of the Lincoln Lobby right now, between now and next Thursday, December 19th, go onto Facebook, type in Lincoln Lobby in the search bar there, and then request to join. You will be so glad you did, and we will all party hardy there on Thursday, December 19th at 6:30. At the convention center. So looking forward to it, Mindy. We're going to get a flood of people now to the Facebook page, getting their tickets and reserving their spot, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Annie.
Yep. Talk to you soon. That's Mindy Ruckman, the legislative analyst at Illinois Policy Institute. I am so excited. It's a cocktail party. There's going to be, I'm going to speak for a little bit, but not like in a sit down and take notes kind of way. A welcome, a thank you, you know, just kind of where I am on where we are as a state of Illinois. Illinois Policy, you'll talk a little bit, but it's mostly this is an opportunity to connect with people in your neighborhood. You were just talking about this off air, but when you go on Facebook and you see somebody, like if you're on the Donald Trump Facebook page, mm-hmm. and it says, here are your friends that like this page. What if you show up at the Lincoln Lobby party and somebody who you work with or somebody who you used to see at church all the time shows up too? Now you know. And now you can see that what the Lincoln Lobby and the Illinois Policy Institute, and the reason why I appreciate partnering with them so much, is because they are so narrowly focused on fiscal responsibility in the state of Illinois. Right on that specific issue. It's not a broad thing. What do we need to do in the state of Illinois to not be the most oppressively tax-burdening state in the union? What do we need to do to relieve property tax obligation on our residents? What do we need to do to make sure that we don't continue to have this massive outflight of residents that go to less oppressive states? How do we make this better for ourselves? And I'm telling you what, there's a supermajority in the House, there's a supermajority in the state Senate, and you have a governor in the governor's mansion that is going to sign what they send them. We are the last line of hope. You are the last line of hope. So go join us at that event on December 19th at 6:30, and we will cheers to a new year and hopefully some changes. And you know what? If they can't do it in Springfield, we'll just have to do it ourselves. And we'll party. Kick it off with a party.
I have not been invited to speak, but there is an open bar and microphones.
You are
going
to dance?
So I might speak.
Interpretive dance.
If you want me to try to sort of show people what
can
you're
you
saying
can you
who
do
are
the-
in the back, I'll do that.
Like sign language through interpretive dance?
Yeah, sign language from a guy who doesn't know sign language.
So when we talk Perfect. About the economy is broken,
yeah,
you can do the broken arms dance.
Yeah, I can go.
Guys, by the way, that movie I was referencing, 13 Going on 30. Can't believe you guys haven't seen it.
I almost said
it's
that.
Good.
I almost said, is it
did
13
you?
Going on 30?
No.
Even though I've never
not.
Seen that movie.
No, Katie. Katie fell for it.
No, I really did almost say that.
No, you
because
didn't.
She said 30, 30, 30. I'm like, well, it's a movie with 30 in the title. It's probably that one.
Who's in 13 Going on 30?
Zac Efron?
No.
Different
Jennifer
one?
Gardner.
What a She's stereotypical guess. Just because it's that kind of movie doesn't mean Zac Efron's in it.
I'm pretty sure that Zac Efron was in some movie where he switched bodies with somebody.
That's true. He was.
Is that what 13 Going on 30
wasn't
is
this
about?
One.
Yes.
I don't even know.
Yes.
Freaky Friday?
That's another one.
Wasn't that one.
Judge Reinhold was in one too.
Who's that?
Another dude.
I'm not culturally relevant at all.
He's not quite as hot as Zac Efron.
314-241-9797. Right now on my screen, it says Tony won. Does that mean that Tony won the thing?
I guess that means Tony won.
Is that Tony Colombo?
I hope not.
Did Tony Colombo call in to win the 12 days of giveaways, Tillis Park tickets?
I hope not.
I don't think he's qualified.
He just walked back there and punched Ted and said, those are mine.
Those are my tickets, dang it. Just the Christmas spirit before you go ride in a horse-drawn carriage at Tillis Park. If you were the one who actually won these tickets, congratulations. We're going to give away more stuff tomorrow, and then the day after that, and the day after that. Ken, stick around. You're up first. If you want to join Ken on the phones, 314-241-9797. Back in a second.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Annie Price Show. Happy Monday. Monday is almost over for me. Is it almost over for you? It's not almost over. So last night, my three-year-old, all of a sudden she's like, my tummy hurts. It's funny how three-year-olds do what you do in your brain, but because you're a grown rear person, you don't behave that way. I'm downstairs wrapping presents, and my husband was doing something with the other kids, and all of a sudden I hear, my tummy! And I'm like, oh no, that sounds really bad. And so we go upstairs, and we got her into the bathtub because she wasn't feeling good. She needed a bath. And then she throws up in the bathtub.
Can't get clean in that.
And then, so I put up a picture on Facebook of trying to care for her. But I didn't want to lay in my bed, because if I laid her in my bed and she threw up again, then that would be a bigger ordeal. So I just sat on the floor and held her for like 30 or 40 minutes while we tried to clean everything up. But it is exhausting. And now I'm finding out that there was a family party that we went to this weekend. And apparently everybody save four or five people at this party are down for the count with the same thing she has.
And it's sick. It couldn't have been from food or anything like that.
I don't think it would be food. It wouldn't sneak up on you on Sunday night. Like when you get food poisoning,
it's quick.
It happens. You know, this is what when I heard this, and now when I heard today that everybody else is sick with the same thing, and I know that my three-year-old has it. Is it the movie Scream where like the call's coming from inside the house? That's what this feels like. It's inside the house. What do we do? What do? Brace myself?
I guess you could put her outside the house.
Hide in your room.
Don't have
you can't
children
do it.
Family services call me. So I'm going to hang in there. And I told Ryan, if I go down with this sickness, he's just going to have to step up. Wednesday is going to be a big day because Horowitz is going to be testifying in front of the Senate. And crazy.
Crazy.
So we just announced the Lincoln Lobby Christmas party with the Annie Fry Show. We're going to all be there. The Lincoln Lobby folks are coming down to the Metro East to celebrate Christmas with us Thursday, December 19th from 6:30 to 9:30 at the Gateway Convention Center. Go on Facebook right now. We will share this event here. I'm in the process of doing that right now to our Facebook page if you're not already connected. And tickets are $5, but as we just heard from Mindy from Illinois Policy, if $5 is a problem for you, contact them. They will make it so that it's not a problem for you. Mm-hmm. So anytime if you're hosting a party for 3 hours with an open bar and with apps and stuff, it's nice if you can donate a little bit to help cover the cost. But if you can't, it's more important that you come and be there and meet each other. And I get the opportunity to meet you. That would be fantastic. I want to get to a phone call or two here. 314-241-9797. Ken, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, real quick first, Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan and Mark Harmon and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay.
And the Judge Reinhold one, I think, had Fred Savage. But
I think you're right.
The reason I was calling was because I wanted to say that if at all possible, I will be there for the Lincoln Lobby thing.
Great.
And I will do $15 instead of the regular, and I suggest anybody who can do so also.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm from Missouri, but the reason is because I think Illinois is a huge bellwether state, that if we send a message there that things have gone way too far to legislators, that it could help in other parts of the country as well.
You're darn right, Ken. Thank you so much. And if you get to show up, please come up and say hello. Thank you for the call. We really appreciate it.
Anybody do 15 if you can, instead of 5.
Amen to that. Ken, thank you so much. I know it's laughable, and I can't help myself when we talk to the RNC every once in a while. I'm always like, oh, about Illinois.
And they're like,
could you
they're like
the
that, what, that big blue mark in the middle of the map? And I'm like, yeah, that one. Let's talk about that. Use this as an after school special on what not to do. I'm not afraid to admit that. Do it. Let me help you do this. Like, I can identify the places where you can say, hey, country, look at this. Look at the way they're doing things, and look at how it's coming about that these are the policies they have. Look at the hole they've dug themselves into. We cannot afford to do that on a national scale. I appreciate Ken saying that so much, because President Trump being on the ticket in Illinois, is he going to win Illinois? Probably not. But let's see how awful the Democrats can make this race before November 2020 gets here. Let's see what they're capable of. But the president being on the ballot will help congressional races and bring people out to support the Republican in those races. And look at what's going on in the House right now. Every single one of those seats matters in a big, big way. You got to support Rodney Davis. You got to support Bost. You've got to support whoever the primary dictates will replace Shimkus when Shimkus retires.
Is he officially retiring?
Yes.
Okay. I know you kind of gone back and forth.
He has decided he is retiring, and okay. I'm happy for him. I think I know him personally. I know him personally. I know Rodney Davis a little more personally. I have met Congressman Boss, but I have not spoken with him as much. And they are both very good people. Whether you agree with everything they've ever done in the legislature or not, they have represented Southern Illinois in a good, strong way, I believe.
I have an announcement to make.
Make it.
Every dollar that people donate to the Illinois Policy Institute, I'm going to do a push-up. And I'm going to do them over the span
of the
next 4 years.
Are you talking about the popsicle push-ups? He's got a whole card of push-ups. Flintstones push-ups. You remember those from?
Oh, yeah.
Were they not the best?
Oh, they were fantastic.
Push-up pop.
Push-up.
You know what was amazing is when you could find one that wasn't orange.
Yeah, yes. I was just thinking it was like a dreamsicle kind of flavor.
Oh, man. I mean, orange ones are fine. But if you could find a raspberry sherbet one, yeah.
Let's get one of those. Hey, Judy, I wanted to get you in here before we had to go.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to give you some tips on flu season.
Hit me. What's that?
Our family always got those big tubs of sherbet, and we each had our own with our initials on it. And
I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah.
They can sit on the bed with them, and then, you know, they've got it there.
Oh, wait. You're talking about big. Are you talking about empty tubs of sherbet?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Just melt it down the drain. That's what we did.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be terrible, Judy. Any other tips, or is that the main one?
Well, if you could find one of those. I mean, we used to have lime and all different colors. But
all right, Judy, thank you.
Thanks. Anything big like that, a pan even.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Sounds good.
Judy was great, but her bedside manner.
I'm glad
she
I clarified.
Made you depressed.
I was going to go home and buy 5 gallons of sherbet and say, all right, here's what we got to do. Everybody get
this
in bed.
Is what we're doing.
And here's a spoon.
Oh, I heard it today. It
From what
advice.
I understand, we have to make these empty. Eat.
I could do that at night. I'm not kidding.
You could eat a gallon of sherbet.
Not a gallon. Oh. Wait, how much is a gallon? Is that the big tub or is that this kind of the smaller one?
I think it's a big tub.
If it's the big one, I can't do a full gallon, but I can
I don't think it's that.
I can do the one that's this size.
Oh, my gosh.
Gosh, that makes my stomach hurt thinking about that.
Rainbow sherbet, or if you're doing the Prairie Farms, they have one called Twisted Cactus.
What's that?
It's rainbow, but it's different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even tell you what flavors they are, but they're fantastic.
Well, here's a prediction. Tomorrow when we reconvene at noon, the impeachment inquiry will be in the exact same position as where we left it.
Hey, what do you know?
So show back up tomorrow, and we'll all do the song and dance again, and then we'll do it the next day and the next day. But in the meantime, we'll have some fun. I didn't get to talk about gift giving today. I'm going to have to do that tomorrow.
Oh, darn, yeah.
Or maybe I'll do a Facebook Live. Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. Go like the page there. And please, please, please come to the Lincoln Lobby Christmas party on December 19th. I cannot wait to meet you. Dave Glover Show coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.